It is March 7th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The Financial Times has put together a movie titled FTX, The Legend of Sam Bankman-Fried that tries to explain the phenomena of SBF and FTX. More importantly, it tries to explain why everyone, but CME's Terry Duffy, fell for it. The other day, while I was musing myself, with my greatness after my introduction by DePaul Professor Lamont Black as the great John Lothian, I mentioned other great things I liked. One of them was the Great British Bake Off, and you readers clicked on it as one of the most read stories of the day. Well, get ready for more Great British Bake Off. Now in the West End of London, you can go and see and hear the Great British Bake Off musical. I will not be starring in it, though if I were, I am sure I would be great. I am not a professional arborist, but I have driven to Florida this same time of year or a little later, and I don't remember seeing so many trees blossoming already in Kentucky and Tennessee. Well, it turns out that a warm winter has caused many trees to start their spring rituals early. The Wall Street Journal has a story with a title of Trees Across the U.S. Are Sprouting Leaves Earlier Than Usual This Year. The subheadline is Spring is arriving almost 3 weeks ahead of schedule in some areas because of warmer temperatures. The Security Traders Association of New York, Inc. is holding its 87th Staney Annual Conference on March 27th. The keynote conversation will be with Virtu CEO Doug Cifu and President and CIO of Weiss Multi-Strategy Advisors, Jordy Visser. One of my favorite firms has a couple of open positions that would be fun to hold. Geneva Trading is hiring a director of project management and a director of recruitment. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Division of Examinations is looking to fill two positions for a staff accountant, one in Boston and one in Chicago. Well, Cheryl and I made it as far as Lake City, Florida last night, and we'll be proceeding on to Sarasota today. Let me state for the record that Georgia is a very long state to drive through. We have 30 people booked for videos for the FIA Boca Raton Conference. I know there is one more I need to fit in, and I have a couple of open slots on Tuesday afternoon, but otherwise the JLN video team and I are going to be very busy at Boca. To better understand climate risk and opportunities and inform their strategies, financial institutions have turned towards using climate risk tools. A new report, the 2023 Climate Risk Landscape, explores market trends in physical risk and transition risk tools and provides detailed analysis on dozens of individual tools. A group of 44 banks convened by the UN Environment Program Finance Initiative, that's UNEP-FI, supported development of the report. Learn more and download the report with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. First from Bloomberg, the headline, Wall Street expects to boost hiring to fill electronic trading roles. Banks and broker-dealers are planning to add headcount in equities electronic trading roles, bucking the trend in other Wall Street businesses where workforces are being cut. More than half of U.S. sell-side firms plan to expand their equities electronic desk coverage in the next year and a half, according to a survey of 25 firms by Coalition Greenwich. Almost 30% say they expect to add headcount in execution and analytics consulting, while roughly a quarter report plans to hire in algorithmic sales. my comment. And if I were 40 years younger, I would say, me, me, me. Here's this story from the New York Times. The headline, Why Toblerone is Dropping a Famous Swiss Mountain from Its Packaging. Toblerone chocolate will no longer feature the distinctive Matterhorn mountain peak on its packaging in order to avoid violating a Swiss law that protects national symbols as the brand's owner shifts some productions out of Switzerland. Mondelez International, the U.S. maker of Toblerone, said in a statement that it had to adapt its packaging to comply with Swiss law and that it was making changes to its production to meet increased demand. My comment. Kim Taylor, your giant Toblerone is going to now be worth something. But alas, you gave it away. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline. Diamond says Ukraine war, China relations are his top concerns. Ukraine is, quote, the thing I worry about most, JP Morgan CEO says. He calls potential for artificial intelligence, quote, staggering. The war in Ukraine and relationships with China are among the top concerns facing the economy, JB Diamon said. The thing I worry the most about is Ukraine, the JP Morgan Chase & Company chief executive officer said Monday on Bloomberg Television. It's oil, gas, the leadership of the world, and our relationship with China. That is much more serious than the economic vibrations that we all have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, my comment. I'm just glad Jamie has something to worry about. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was Financial Times, how Citadel harnessed the weather to claim hedge fund crown. Second was a 40-year stock trader and mathematician who had a 366% return shares her four biggest tips plus the winning strategies she learned from her worst mistake, from Business Insider. Third was the remembrance of the late Mike Newsham from Dan Keegan of Option Thinker on LinkedIn. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline, CTAs are minnows, not whales. Tall trend-following tales. Since the dawn of finance, there have been big traders and small traders, and small traders have fantasized about predicting the intentions of big traders. If you can guess what a George Soros type is about to do without using inside information, then front-running their trades is a route to easy money. The problem is that big traders aren't always as predictable as the rest of us would like. Most of the good ones subscribe to Keynes' motto, when the facts change, I change my mind. Potential frontrunners would prefer the minds of Soros and other whales to remain firmly unchanged. It would be easier to predict what they might do next. My comment. Robert Carver is an independent futures trader and author. He is also a former portfolio manager of a systematic CTA fund at AHL, and the author of this article. Here's another story from the Financial Times. The headline, skeptical investors worry whether advances in AI will make money. Silicon Valley VCs fearing a repeat of falling crypto values warn against pouring cash into hype-fueled startups. Gordon Ritter, founder of San Francisco-based venture fund Emergence Capital, believes the recent developments in the field of artificial intelligence represents a significant technological advance. He just cannot see a way to make money out of them. Everyone has stars in their eyes about what could happen, says Ritter, whose firm was an early investor in successful startups such as Zoom. There's a flow of opinion that AI will do everything. We're going against that flow. And then here's the final story from FT Reporters. The headline, China overhauls ministries to take on West in tech. Measures will also tighten financial oversight as Xi Jinping seeks to strengthen control over government. China will overhaul supervision of its financial system and bolster science and technology to try to catch up with the West as Xi Jinping embarks on a third term as president with one of the biggest reforms of the state apparatus in years. The changes, part of a series of ministerial reforms to China's State Council, the country's cabinet, include establishing a financial regulatory commission, reorganizing the science and technology ministry, and creating a department to oversee China's vast trove of data. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian. Goodbye.